Good morning. You know, in the Bible, in sacred scripture, we hear that God is love. And of the many gifts God has given us through his love are the sacraments. And this time of the year is the time for confirmation. Many times when young people are preparing for confirmation, there's always a chance that the bishop may ask a question. And sure enough, that's what happened. And right in the front pew sat Billy. The bishop looked at Billy and said, "What is the Trinity?" Billy looked puzzled for a moment, and then he replied, "Three in one." The bishop said, "I'm not sure I understand." And Billy said, "Well, Excellency, it is a mystery. It is a mystery. But it's not because God is trying to keep us in the dark. Through all ages, Almighty God has continued to reveal himself. And today on this feast of the Most Blessed Trinity, we should marvel at God's totally giving, sacrificing, creating, and renewing love. Also, today is a good time to evaluate our response to God and his love for us. Mystery though it is, the Blessed Trinity epitomizes the nature of love. God the Father is the lover, God the Son is the beloved, and their loving relationship is so real, that is, God the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls God powerful and wise and just and all-knowing, but the Bible says that God is love. We worship God. Not because of his power and might, not out of fear, but because of his love and his sacrifice for us. God's love gives itself away. It sacrifices the beloved Son, dies to itself, rises in glory, and renews us with his advocate, the Holy Spirit. The words of John 3:16 describe this beautifully. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." God is love. This is a wonderful fact. It's a wonderful experience extended to all of us. But what about out there in the world? What about outside the church? There are so many troubling signs that God's love is missing or suppressed. Immorality and violence and substance abuse, perversion, hatred, unjust wars, abortions, and much more reign. Today, it seems thoughts and words and actions that once were hidden out of shame or embarrassment are publicly flaunted for young and old to see. Major League Baseball teams and now even the state Senate welcome a group that mocks Jesus, mocks religious sisters, and our Catholic faith. The Catholic California bishops have condemned this action. And tomorrow they are calling for an ecumenical prayer service on the steps of the Capitol to show that God's love is in the hearts of many and prevails. This morning from here in the house of God, we have a unique vantage point. From here, things are orderly. From here, we can almost see the dividing line out in the world. That line almost like a fence between good and evil, between life and death. And right now, from a distance, there is a tendency to maybe be judgmental and to remain stationary. But after we receive Jesus in communion in a few moments, we will return to the world out there. We must not sit any longer judging others and doing little or nothing.